This afternoon, I stand in this very spot to say to you from the bottom of my heart, the depths of my soul, that I believe that the most of us here tonight, and I knew who would be here, and you are here. I believe that most of us here want to do what is right. We really want to be good Bible students. We want to understand the Word. We want to know how to understand the Word. We want to take the talent that God has given us and to define it and to mold it and to use it. We want to leave here, and between now and the time that we meet again, we want to live right. We want to live as God wants us to live. I believe with all of my soul that for the vast, vast majority of us here tonight, this is exactly what we want. And there's no pretense about it. There's no hypocrisy about it. We are honest and we want this. So what is it that keeps us from getting there? Now, that's a hard question to answer. And you could give some little cute answer that would sound great, but wouldn't answer the question. That's a hard question to answer. And the answer to that question will differ according to the individual. The reason that this person isn't a sound Bible student isn't going to be the same as the reason that this Christian isn't. It will differ. And the reason that one hasn't developed his talent that God has given him and is using it to the full potential, you can't put all those people in the same bag and say it's all the same, because it isn't the same. These answers will differ according to us as individuals. However, there is a common thread that runs through this about why we don't reach our full potential, about why we can be honest souls and still never get as far as we know we can get there. There's a common thread that runs through this. And though all of the big answers may be different, this one is the same. And brethren, that common thread is urgency. We fail to get there because we lack that sense of urgency. And you see, God knew this. And that's why when you go to the Bible over and over and over and over again, there are these admonitions that come at you and I as Christians that there has to be a search, there has to be a sense of urgency in how we live and in what we do for God. So the Bible says, give all diligence. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. The Bible says, be instant. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. The Bible says, take heed to yourselves. Acts 20 and verse 28. The Bible says to be strong, Ephesians 6 and verse 12. The Bible says that we ought to exhort one another every day, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. Let us run, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. And over and over, and there's dozens and dozens of these admonitions that call us to a sense of urgency in our lives. And what I'm pleading for us to understand is that all of us ought to be characterized by this sense of urgency. Now, why? Why should we have this urgency? First, we ought to be characterized by this urgency because time passes quickly. Time passes quickly. It's 2016. Are you listening? When you turn around, it's going to be 2017. And when you turn again, it's going to be 2020 and 2021. I have this thing that I do with young parents. Not just young parents that I know, but absolute, stark, total strangers that I meet anywhere I meet them. Every young parent gets this from me if I've known them all their life or have just met them on the street. If they've got a little kid, I will tell them, you better enjoy that. Because the day after tomorrow, he's going to graduate from high school. And in 4 or 5 days, he's going to leave for college. And next week, that little one right there, he's going to leave home. Some little Jezebel going to come and get him, and they're going to leave. Listen to me. Every family in here with a little one has heard that speech from me. I was in a store, not this past week, week before last. And a young mother was in there with a couple of little ones, and one of them a little boy, and he come charging through and ran into me, and she come up, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no. I said, that's a boy. I said, if he wasn't carrying on like that, I'd think something was wrong with him. And I looked at her. I said, Mama, day is going to come when you're going to long for this day. Because I said, in a few days, that boy is going to be gone. I'd never seen this woman in my life. And she looked at me kind of funny. And she said, Mister. And she pointed back. She had a daughter, probably 14, 15 years old. She said, I was thinking the other day, it just seems like yesterday. I was holding her in my lap. Brethren, listen to me. Time passes quickly. We need to take what God has given to us. We need to do what it is that we want to do for God. And we need to be characterized by this sense of urgency because time is passing quickly. Little girl lives right next door to me. And 3 days ago, I saw her out front. And I looked at her and thought, whoa. So I called her by her name. I said, come over here. And she come running across the yard up to where I'm at in the driveway. And all her life she's called me Mr. David. Mr. David. She says, Mr. David, what is it? I said, how old are you? She said, I'm 8. I couldn't believe it. I said, you're 8? She said, yeah. Listen, her mother and father moved in that house like 3 days ago, and the girl couldn't walk. She's 8 years old. Listen to me. Time passes quickly. How many things have you intended to do? How long have you been intending to read the Bible through? How long have you been planning that yeah, God will let me do this, and I think I can do this, and I'm gonna do this, and you've got plans to do this, and you've done everything but do it. And time clicks off, and time clicks off. And you look up and you say, man, you know what? It's been 10 years. I still haven't read the Bible through. In James chapter 4 and verse 13, James says, to him therefore that knows to do good, who knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. Do you know what we miss in that verse? What we miss in that verse is that the context of that verse is dealing with time. Because just before James says that, James is addressing the Jewish businessmen of his day. And James says, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to go here and I'm going to make money and engage in business and I'm going to stay there for a year. And when that year's over, I'm going to go over here for a year and I'm going to get money and I'm going to go over here. And in that context, James says, to him therefore that knows to do good and does it not, to him. That verse is in a context of dealing with time. We ought to do what we know we ought to do. We need to live our lives characterized by a sense of urgency, because time passes quickly. But a second reason that our lives need to be characterized by this urgency is that we do not know what the future holds. Listen to me. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. When I was 5 years old, my mother used to walk me to kindergarten every day. And then she'd walk back and get me and walk me home. We lived on Ingle Street, down below Jefferson, near St. Jean. We had lived a half a block from what was called Edley, halfway between Jefferson and the river down there. And we go down to Edley, that half block, and make a right. And we would pass by Beneteau and Little Bridge and Fairview and LeMay. And we get to Mount Clair and turn left and walk down Mount Clair, and Lingerman Elementary School sit right there. And she walked me down there every day and came got me. And one day she walked me to school and everything was fine. And when school was over, I came out the front door of that school and Mama was standing there across the street just like she always was, and everything was still fine. And we began walking up Mount Clair and everything was fine. And we turned off of Mount Clair and we walked past LeMay and everything was fine. And when we got to Fairview, something happened. And there was never another fine day in her life after that. And she lived for 7 years. But she stood there on that street and she had a stroke. Everything was fine. And for the next 7 years, she never took another step without limping and a cane. We don't know what the future holds. None of us know what's going to happen next. If there's something that I want to do, if there's something I need to do, if there's something I can get done for God, I need to do this because time is passing quickly, or in the next moment, I may not have the ability to do this. My nephew, actually he's my great nephew, my niece's son, he called me every week of the world. Every week of the world, the phone would ring. And I'd answer that phone, and every time I'd answer the phone, he'd say, "Uncle Dave, it's Bugs." That was the nickname we gave him when he was a baby. He was the youngest of all of us and the nieces and the nephew. And it's because he was the youngest of us, we tortured him as a child. And he asked his nephew once, and me, him, and his nephew were together. And he asked his nephew, just a little boy, he said, "Uncle Roger," he says, "why do they call me Bug?" And Roger says, "We call you Buzz because when you was a little baby, you used to eat roaches." Well, that wasn't true at all. But we tortured this child. And then his kidneys fail. And he's 40, 42 when he died. But his mother would always call me. Tell me he's in the hospital. And he went to the hospital often, and they deal with his kidneys, and he's on dialysis, and they straighten him up, and he'd come home. So he went in the hospital, gave him his dialysis, got him all straightened up, and so he was coming home. And they came in and discharged him, and he signed the papers, and he got out of bed, and he got dressed, and he reached down to get his bag, and he hit the floor. And he never gained consciousness again. We don't know what's going to happen next. None of us know what's going to happen next. Just because today is fine doesn't mean tomorrow, doesn't mean tonight's going to be fine. We're not evil people. We're good people. We want to do what's right. But we got to have a sense of urgency to get it there. We need to be characterized quickly. We need to be characterized by this urgency because time passes quickly. None of us know what's going to happen next. And thirdly, the talent that you don't use will diminish over time. God has equipped all of us with a gift. Now, our gift isn't the same. We don't function the same, but we all have a gift. We all have a gift. And the only choice that all of us have is that either you take this gift that God has entrusted you with and you use that gift and you develop that gift and you hone that gift and you use that gift to the glory of God, or you don't do any of those things, and I'm telling you, that thing will die. It will die. So in Matthew 25, Jesus tells the parable of the talent. And I realize that the talent under consideration there is a sum of money, but the point is the same. To one, he gave 5 talents. To one, he gave 2. And the other, he gave 1. The one that he gave the 5 took it and used it and developed 5 more. The one that he gave 2 talents took it and used it and developed 2 more. But the one he gave 1 to took it and buried it. And he said to him, "You're a wicked servant because you did that." What we don't use, we lose. We're good people. We want to do what's right. Our heart is right. We want to be good Bible students. We want to use what God has given to us. And we want to live right. But all this has got to be backed with urgency. Because I want to do this before I die. Or I want to do this before I get in a state of health that I can't do it anymore. And so I got to sit down somewhere for the rest of my life and think about how I wished I could get up and do this. So every time I get up and do this, I leave it all out here. I leave it all out here. And if he runs me over going down Grosbeck and kills me, you just tell yourself, "Preacher left it all there." Because that's just where I'm going to do this. You understand what I'm saying? We're good. But we need a sense of urgency. We're going to extend an invitation song this afternoon. If you need to respond to that invitation song, you may do that right now as together we stand and as we sing.